You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. I'm joined by MJ Woodall with ParkX. MJ, welcome.
Thank you, Alex.
So can you tell me and our listeners a little bit about ParkX?
Absolutely. So ParkX, and that's P-A-R-Q-E-X, is a private parking marketplace. You can really think of us as the Airbnb of parking. We connect people who have parking to people who are looking for parking, whether that's on a monthly basis, a weekly basis, daily, or even hourly. So if you're a spot owner, whether it's a condo, a church, maybe a business, a hospital, or a school, you can simply list your parking on ParkX when it's available and make some extra cash. And if you're somebody looking for parking, you can pre-plan and reserve your parking in advance.
Okay, that sounds pretty easy. So the company right now is based out of Chicago, but you're expanding into Madison and Milwaukee right now. Can you tell us a little bit about that expansion and why you're doing it?
Absolutely. So the Madison and the Milwaukee choices were the most logical from a regionality perspective for ParkX. We focused on the Midwest, and we allow condo owners, businesses, and nonprofits the opportunity to get incremental income by simply renting out empty parking spaces. It's really a value add when you think of it for everyone. We believe that helping parking owners while serving the needs of our community is a true win-win for everyone.
Okay, and what do you do for ParkX?
So I am the city general manager, and my responsibility is launching both the Milwaukee and the Madison markets, as well as the rest of the state of Wisconsin.
Okay. So for people who might not be familiar or are a little nervous about trying out a new service like this, how does the app work? Say I want to rent a parking space, what would I do?
Well, first you would go and download the app from your smartphone, or you would go out to the web to visit us at www.parkx.com. You would sign up as a renter, and you would enter some vital information such as your name, your address, your email address, your phone number, credit card information, license plate number, things like that. Then what ParkX would do is we would validate that information, and you would go ahead and you would then select where you want to rent, whether you're wanting to rent again on the monthly, the weekly, the daily, or the hourly basis.
So let's say I have some parking space that I want to rent out to people. What would I do then?
So you would go out to the website at parkx.com, or you download the app, again on your smartphone, and you would list your parking space. Provide a picture of it, share whether it's available monthly, weekly, daily, hourly, and then publish that space. The beauty of it is, should that parking be behind a closed garage or a gate, we have developed proprietary technology called Access Plus to open these gates and garage doors directly from your phone for approved users with just a click of the button. So what it allows is that parking spot owner to give access to relatives if they're visiting, their cleaners, their dog walkers, babysitters, or anybody else that they have approved to rent the spot when they want to.
Okay, yeah, that all sounds pretty easy. So can you talk a bit about some challenges that might be associated with expanding like this?
So like all new businesses, we're trying to educate parking spot owners about ParkX and the benefits that we have to offer. We're also looking to increase our supply of parking spots in Madison and in Milwaukee.
Okay. So is there anything else you wanted to add?
So everyone should check out ParkX, whether you're an owner that has a spot that you want to list or somebody that's looking to rent. Download the app or visit the website at parkx.com. That's P-A-R-Q-E-X. And just for listening today, feel free to use the promo code IKNOWMJ, that is I-K-N-O-W-M-J, and you'll get $25 off of future parking.
All right, that sounds like a great deal. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to come on the show today, MJ, and I wish you the best of luck with the coming expansion.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Alex.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.